This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Well, they're calling it a Rosa Parks moment for Islamic women. Rosa Parks, of course, the African-American woman who refused to give up her bus seat on an Atlanta bus to a white passenger. Well, Fatima Thompson and three other women chose to pray in the men's section of a Washington, D.C. mosque this weekend. And my next guest says they set off on their own Islamic Rosa Parks moment. The whole thing was caught on tape. Here's a clip of the arrest. What you're hearing is a police officer speaking to Fatima Thompson.
Ms. Thompson, can I call you Ms. Thompson? The point is they're in charge here. You're not. They have the point of, they've been appointed authority today. You can't protest inside too while they're praying.
He said you can't protest while they're praying. Fatima Thompson actually ended up getting arrested for praying in the men's section. Joining us now is Azra Nomani, author of Standing Alone in Mecca, An American Woman's Struggle for the Soul of Islam. Good morning.
Good morning.
So can you explain what exactly happened on Saturday? Fatima Thompson and three others decided to pray on the main floor of this mosque.
Yeah, you know, the Islamic Center of Washington sits in Embassy Row, in just a mile from the White House. And so Fatima Thompson is a convert to Islam from 18 years ago. And she and a few other local American Muslim women decided that they would walk through the gates of the mosque and pray in the main hall instead of the secluded corner where they're expected to sit behind a 7-foot wall partition. They did their prayer, and then unbeknownst to them and unbeknownst to these visitors that came, they became a larger group because there was a tour group that arrived. And women joined their line, not knowing that they were joining this protest. The men of the mosque, the officials got angry because late-arriving men had to pray behind the women. And to many of them, that was just unacceptable. So they called the police, and the police arrived. Fatima Thompson and her co-protesters were told that they would be arrested if they stayed there. And they weren't actually arrested, but because they decided that then they would leave.
So is it not the right of a religion that believes, according to the tenets of the faith, that the men and the women should pray separately? Isn't that the right of the religious faith?
Yeah, and that's exactly, to me, the question that we face as a nation, because we have decided as a nation that freedom of religion does trump gender rights in America. And we have not made the same conclusion regarding racial discrimination, though. We have decided that a place of worship cannot racially discriminate against another person. So if Fatima arrived at the mosque and was told that she had to sit in the corner because she was African-American or she was Hispanic or any other race that was discriminated against, that would be unacceptable. But right now, yes, you're right, places of worship can discriminate based on gender.
Do you imagine that this is going to become a larger bone of contention?
We're in the midst of a gender jihad, a struggle for the rights of women, and I hope that in America we can be a leader for the world, and I firmly believe that we can.
One last question for you. When we hear the word protest, we imagine shouting. Were they disrupting the prayer service?
They weren't. They were peaceful, and they were part of the prayer service.
Okay, Azra Nomani is the author of Standing Alone in Mecca, An American Woman's Struggle for the Soul of Islam. She is talking about Fatima Thompson, three other women who were removed from a Washington, D.C. mosque when they were praying in the men's section of the mosque.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.